这段圣经虽然我们有些部分非常的熟悉。
Even though we are familiar with part of it.
但是就着这一章来讲，很多地方我们还需要圣灵在我们里面做光照和开启的工作。
For the whole chapter, we still need the Spirit of the Holy Spirit would reveal to us.
所以我们读的时候，盼望弟兄姊妹有一个祷告的心。
I hope we read this with a prayerful heart.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。
Let's read ultimate by brothers and sisters.
好，我们弟兄先来。
Brother first.
因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量毕你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是让人在基督耶稣里借着福音则以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆笃信不疑地来到神面前。所以我请不要因我为你所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神呢，照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督里得着荣，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
That's the conclusion of our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
虽然我们悟性是这样的有限。
Although we don't understand everything.
但是我们实在感谢你。
We truly thank you.
我们今天都从你领受了你自己的生命。
We received your life.
而且你自己的圣灵也住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们实在相信因着这赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We believe for the Spirit with the wisdom and revelation.
我们每一个你的儿女。
All your children.
我们都可以来认识明白这历代以来所隐藏在创造神里面的奥秘。
We will know and understand the mysteryWhich is hidden for ages.
为了这样荣耀的恩典，我们在你面前献上我们满心的感谢和赞美。
We thank you for such glorious grace.
虽然我们知道你的恩典是这样的丰富，
We know your grace is so abundant.
但我们人实在有许多的软弱，
But we have so many weaknesses.
所以早晨我们求主你自己的圣灵在这里来光照我们，
May the Holy Spirit enlighten with us.
愿我们在这里无论是讲的翻译的还是听的，我们都不靠从人而来的智慧。
Let us not depend on the wisdom from men, no matter the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
我们单单仰望你自己的恩典。
We only upon your grace.
所以我们就谦卑的向你屈膝。
So we kneel down humbly.
我们有个祷告的灵。
Let's have a poor spirit.
主啊，让你的话在我们里面都照亮。
May your words enlighten us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
以弗所书特别讲到神的教会。
Ephesians is talk about the church of God.
今天很多的人一说到教会，觉得跟自己的关系非常的遥远。
Many people think church is not related to them.
特别是今天我们觉着说好像我刚刚蒙恩得救。
Especially I'm just a new believer.
讲到教会的建造，那是在主里面不知道要多久的人才想到的事情。
And to talk about edification of church, that is for the Christian who was saved for a long time.
我今天还在读书。
I'm still studying.
我今天还在准备着结婚。
I'm preparing my wedding.
那也有的现在正在生小孩。
Hence, I'm going to have a baby.
等到我这些所有的生命中的这些的琐事过去以后。
After all these things I take care of.
然后呢，我就开始来思考一下神永远的心意。
Then I'll think about the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天许多的人以为说，神的教会的建造和神的教会的见证跟自己的关系是好像没有那么样的密切。
Dear brothers and sisters, many people think the edification of church is not their business.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们非常狭隘非常愚昧的想法。
This is a very foolish and a narrow-minded thought.
我忘了是不是我跟弟兄姊妹讲过这样的见证。
I don't know if I mentioned this testimony before.
我记得有一次我到北边去服事。
And there's one time I went to north.
那么有一个弟兄，他那个时候就是从现在可能往前差不多五年的时间。
Five years, there was a brother.
那么他就告诉我一件事。
He told me one thing.
他说哈，他说在那个时候的十一前。
11 years before that time.
那个时候他在教会里面是一个好像不起眼的一个弟兄。
He was the person at church is people.
若说到教会的建造，若说到教会的见证，好像对于他来讲是一个很远的事情。
To talking about building up the church or the testimony, it's far from him.
那个时候，他的三个主管跟他说：“你这一次的裁员，铁定就是你了。”
And then his three of his supervisors told him, "This layoff, you're one of them."
那么他就回去祷告。
And he went to pray.
他祷告的时候，神就给他一个感觉。
When he prayed, God has a feeling towards him.
他觉得说在他们所在的那个聚会里面，有一个区里面没有一个合适的弟兄姊妹的家庭在那里开放。
And at their gathering, there is no family and open to others.
那个区呢，是他们那一片里面最贵的一个区。
That area is the most expensive.
所以你就知道那里面的这个学区是最好的。
You know the school district was the best.
所以你知道那里中国人也是最多的。
Of course, there's many Chinese there.
所以这个弟兄他在那里祷告的时候，他问主说：“我要到哪里去工作？”
When he prayed, he asked Lord, "Where should I go?"
因为我的三个主管都已经跟我讲了，我这一次一定是被解雇了。
Because three of the supervisors told me I will be laid off.
但是他这样祷告的时候，主就把那个区的负担赐给他。
When he prayed and Lord gave the burden that he needs serve at that area.
我觉得弟兄他有一个非常简单的顺服的心。
He has a simple, humble heart.
在要被裁员的时候，他到那个最贵的去找房子。
And when he was be laid off, but he went to the expensive area to buy house.
他的心在神的家上面。
And then his heart is on the house of God.
他告诉我。
He told me.
11年以后。
After 10 years.
他仍然在这个公司里。
He still work at the company.
他的主管两个已经过世。
And then three of his supervisors, two of them passed away already.
剩下的一个已经离开了他的公司。
And then the other one is left the company.
弟兄姊妹，如果地上有人顾到神的家。
If there is one, it's mine of the house of God.
神说我要建立你的家。
And then God will say, I will build your house.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们生活这个时代是个动荡的时代。
And this generation is not stable.
如果你今天出去开车，你发现那个油站的那个价钱跟两个星期以前是已经完全不一样。
When you drive, you see the gas price is different than 2 weeks ago.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是不是就随着这些外面的环境，一会儿这个心情一会儿上去一会儿下来呢？
Is our mood that goes up and down, so calling to the circumstance?
这难道是神把你摆在这个世界上的目的吗？
Is this the purpose that God allow us to live?
是不是让我们今天就和世人一样，一起的在那里忧虑，一起在那里紧张呢？
Is God to worry and then like the worldly people?
还是神在我们身上有更加的目的？
Or God has a glorious persona?
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候，我们都很羡慕大卫。
When we read Bible, we admire David.
怎么这个人他怎么在神面前蒙这么大的祝福？
How come he received such blessing from God?
因为大卫这个人他是以神家为念的一个人。
Because David always mindful God's household.
当他这个盖了大房子的时候。
When he had his own temple.
他想的不是说我在这个房子里面怎样的做一个 home theater。
And then actually what he thought about it's not how he become the home.
他想的时候他想的是说我的神的约柜还在帐幕的里面。
And what he thought about it is the tabernacle it's still in the tent.
他说他圣经上就他因着就这么一点点的心愿。
The Bible says just because of this minor thought.
就是一点点顾到神的见证的心愿。
This minor thought to think about God's testimony.
神就应许他一章的圣经。
God promised him a whole Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你有机会你去读一读。
Chance, read it.
主说我要建立你的家，直到永远。
I will build up your household forever.
我们今天为了工作，每一天我们都觉得，哎呀，不知道明天老板跟我说是不是你就最后一天了。
And when we work, we worry about, and then if.The supervisor tells tomorrow is your last day.
我们更担心我们的孩子将来能够上什么样的学校。
We also worry about our children which school they're going to.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天有人被神的灵所感动。
If there is someone who was touched by the spirit.
就是我这一生是为了神的家而活的。
You say I live for the sake of the household of.
为了神能够得到一个安息的所在。
For God who had to gain a resting place.
弟兄姊妹，你所有的一切，神说都在他的肩膀上。
But sisters, all everything you need, God says, is on His shoulders.
每一次读到以弗所书的时候。
Each time when I read Ephesians.
我想到说这是一卷。高深莫测，我们摸不到的书。
And then we think this high thoughts, and then I
更可以说是在我们今天生活里跟我们一点关系都没有。
And also we think it's not related to our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以活得像世人一样，天天的担心，天天的惧怕。
But sisters, we can live like worldly people to worry daily.
或者我们像圣经里面神所喜悦的那些人一样。
Or we can live like the people in the Bible that means pleased God.
他们把他们的心放在神的家的上面。
They set their hearts on the household of God.
你看看神怎样祝福他们。
And then see how God blessed them.
一个人在地上总是要担心的。
People always worry.
一个人在地上总是要忙碌的。
We always busy.
我不知道你我今天打算担心的是什么，忙碌的是什么。
I don't know what you worried or busy about.
但是神的儿女在神的面前应该担心、应该忙碌的，和世人是应该不一样的。
But the children of what we worry, what we busy, it should be different than the worldly people.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情我们常觉得说，好像觉得说我们就是读一卷书就是了。
And sometimes we just read Bible.
但是如果我们真的摸着这里面所给我们开启的
But if we receive the revelation,
弟兄姊妹你发现你的生活完全不一样
And you will discover your life will be changed.
你每天你在早晨起来醒过来的时候我相信你里面充满的跟原来充满的是不一样的
And I believe every morning when you wake up, what filled in your heart will be different.
一个是充满了是无奈
One is what the feel
of 充满的是一生的叹息
It's full of sigh.
或者我们盼望我们生命中充满的是一首的诗歌
Or we hope there is our life is full of songs.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情天天摆在我们的面前
This is the fact to us daily.
我们可以每一天都做一个选择
We can make choice every day.
我觉得我们的神非常的忍耐
Our God has endurance.
我们每一次唱到这个神的大爱这样的诗歌
Each time when we sing the song of the great God, no matter how weak we are,
无论我们怎么样顾到我们自己
no matter how much we care
about ourselves, 我们怎样想到都是地上的这些的生活
All we think about is the earthly life.
好像一而再再而三都可以来到他世人的宝座的面前
We can come before his mercy seat again and again.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神量给我们许许多多的机会
Brothers and sisters, God gave us many chances.
可能我们曾经因着主爱的缘故，我们把自己已经奉献给主。
Maybe we were offering ourselves to Him because of His love.
但是这个爱在我们里面渐渐的冷淡了。
But this love becomes lukewarm.
我们现在对主的事情不像从前那样的关心了。
We don't care about God's business like before.
我们好像看着许多的事情，我们好像熟视无睹一样。
When we see many things, it seems that we see nothing.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现我们的愁苦就开始增加。
And then our worry started.
因为上写的非常的清楚。
Because Bible clearly tells us.
以别的东西代替耶和华的，他的愁苦。
If you regard other things, if you place other things, if you use other things, place God, then these people must be added with worries.
弟兄姊妹，每一次你发现愁苦增加的时候
，Each time when you think you have more worries,
我盼望你来到主面前去祷告一下。
I hope you come before Lord and pray.
你问问主，你说主，我现在是不是把别的东西代替你了？
And then you'll ask Lord, is it Lord, if I take other things,
我是不是顾到我自己天花板的房屋？更多的顾到我的天花板的房屋，而过于关心你自己的帐幕。
Do I care about more in my household and more than your tabernacle?
弟兄姊妹，神在圣经里面告诉我们这些的话语是为了祝福我们。
And then the Bible tells us all these words are for the blessings for us.
他盼望我们天天充满的是他那个永远的福乐。
He hopes us that everything filled in us is his eternal joy.
只是今天许多神的儿女的选择，选择苦天天的增加。
Unfortunately, the children of God, many of them, they choose the worries.
所以我们读以弗所书，盼望弟兄姊妹，我们不要这件事离我们是非常遥远的事。
When we read Ephesians, don't think this is far from. This is not related to us.
神心目中最重要的事。
This is the most important in God's heart.
神今天在这里来呼召他的儿女。
He calls his children.
来关心神的家。
To care about the household of God.
教会到底是什么呢
？What is church?
弟兄姊妹，我们曾经跟大家这样讲过，请原谅我再啰嗦这样。我再这样的再重复一遍。
I talk about this before, but please excuse me. I'll
所有我们从前得救以前对于神教会的认识，统统都是完全的错误的。
All the understanding before we were saved about church were wrong.
那完全是个属地的观念。
It was an earthly thought.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要赐人智慧启示的灵在我们里面做更新变化的工作。
We need the spirit of wisdom revelation to renew our mind.
否则我们谈论撒冷就好像那些世人谈论世上的任何一座城一样。
Otherwise, if we're talking about Jerusalem, it's like the worldly people talking about any city.
你还记得那个时候耶和华多么愤怒那些亚述人吗？
Do you know how God was angry about
Amorites?
When they talk about the God of Jerusalem, it seems they talk about
our God.
If the Holy Spirit not revealing us,
我们今天谈论神的教会，就好像谈论世上的一个公司，好像一个社团一样。
We talk about the Church of God, it's like we talk about any company.
弟兄姊妹，这实在需要主的宝血来遮盖我们。
We need His precious blood come.
因为教会乃是基督的身体
Because church is the body of Christ
是那充满万有者所充满的
It's filled by the fullness of God
教会是带进神永远旨意的器皿
The church is the vessel that ushers the God's eternal purpose
弟兄姊妹这些是对我们来讲是关键的
This is very critical
和我们生活中的每一件小事都发生关系
It's related to all matters in our life
教会是神的家
And church is the household of God.
神借着圣灵居住的所在。
This is a dwelling place through Holy Spirit.
所以教会的建造绝不能够用世人的方法，也绝不能用人的聪明。
We cannot use man's method to build up church.
所有人的手加进来的时候，你发现只能够把毁坏、把死亡带进神的教会里面。
When man's thought involved, it all brings the distractions.
弟兄姊妹，神无限的忍耐我们，让我们不知道经过多少的失败。和痛苦以后我们才明白这件事
God has the great endurance and so that we understand through all our failures
如果我们真的蒙圣灵的开启知道什么是神的教会
If we really receive the revelation and to know what is the church really means
如果我们学习顺服圣灵所给我们带来的那些原则
If we obey the orders that the Holy Spirit brings us in
你发现会的那个实际会在一个团体里面有些的出现
You think the reality of church will appear
那么我们就要问一个问题
And we'll ask a question
神这样的来建立他的家
And then God built up his house
这样把我们众人建造在一起那个目的到底是什么
What's the purpose he built us together
直到第三章我们就看见他又进一步启示我们教会到底是什么
At chapter 3 it reveals us what church really is
就进一步的 further 啊
further
啊，在第四节
verse 4
这里特别提到有个一个词叫做基督的奥秘
it's called here is a word it says the mystery of Christ
在圣经里面最主要的只有两个奥秘
in the whole Bible there is main mysteries of
two
main mysteries in Bible
一个做神的奥秘
one is called the mystery of God
神的奥秘就是基督
the mystery of God is Christ
这是什么意思呢
what does it mean
就如果有人想知道神的话
if someone wants to know God
如果有人想认识神的话
if someone wants to know God
人就来看看主耶稣
and then they need know Lord
因为主耶稣就是神荣耀所发出的光辉
because the Lord Jesus is a reflection of God's glory
他就是神本体的真相
he's the exact
我们的主在地上行走的时候就说神看见我就是看见父
and then he says when people see me they see Father
你看今天有许许多多人他们在敬拜神
you know many people worship God
但他们却敬拜都是偶像都是假神
But they worship the idols.
为什么？因为他们不认识主耶稣。
Why? Because they don't know the Lord Jesus.
他们不知道真神到底是怎样的一位。
They don't know what the true God is.
所以神何能留我们？
How God has mercy on
them. 神就亲自来到地上成功一个人。
He came to world to become a
man. 他把那本性里一切的丰富都在这个人里面把它彰显出来。
And he revealed all the abundance of God.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以基督就是神的奥秘。
Christ is the mystery of God.
弟兄姊妹，除了认识主耶稣基督以外，没有人可以再认识神。
Other than to know Jesus Christ, no one can know God.
凡是在基督以外你对神的认识都是错谬的
All the knowledge about God other than Jesus Christ
都是神所恨恶的
That's what God is hated
因为你会在用你的手或用你的心思雕刻出一切的偶像出来
Because you will build idols by your heart
弟兄姊妹这件事对我们来讲是非常严肃的
This is very critical
在圣经里还有另外一个奥秘
There is another mystery in Bible
就叫做基督的奥秘
This is the mystery of Christ
基督的奥秘是
What is the mystery of Christ?
基督的奥秘就是教会
The mystery of Christ is church
今天基督他是在父的右边
And then our Lord is set at the right hand of
the Father 今天耶稣基督在圣灵的里面
He is in the Spirit, Holy Spirit
所以人今天看不见
So that's why we cannot see him.
如果人今天要认识主耶稣
If we want to know Lord Jesus
如果教会的光景是照着圣经的启示照着圣灵的方法来建立的话
If church was built up by the revelation of the Holy Spirit
你看见说人在教会里看见基督
And then people will see Christ at church
教会就把主耶稣基督完全的彰显出来
And then church glorifies our Lord Jesus
在神教会以外人没有办法认识主耶稣基督
People, there's no way for them to know Jesus
Christ 在教会以外人所认识的都是虚假的
Other than church, all people know
is false 都是错谬的
They're all wrong
只有在神的教会里面人才能够认识主耶稣基督
People know God at his church
因为基督的奥秘就是教会
The mystery of Christ is church
所以使徒保罗在这里借着给我们看见教会的另外一层的意义
So Paul tells us the meaning another meaning of church
他借着说教会乃是基督的奥秘这一个启示
Through the revelation that the mystery of Christ is
他告诉我们说今天教会为什么要留在地上
It tells us why church need to exist on the earth
弟兄姊妹今天教会为什么还留在地上呢
Why church still be at the earth
我们今天这些神的儿女活在地上的目的是什么呢
What's the purpose for children of God to live
这里面告诉我们说乃是将基督那测不透的丰富彰显出来
It here tells us it's been manifested the unmeasurable love of Christ
因为教会是和基督同为后嗣同为一体同盟应许
Because church is shares the heirs is members of the same body and shares the promise in with Christ
Co-heir, co-body and co-inheritance 你说这个你知道这个在圣经里面是非常特别的
This is very special in Bible
我们在这个星期五查经的时候初信组他们也读了这张圣经
When we in our Bible study and the group also
那个时候我们没有把它讲的这个非常的准确
We didn't explain it very
我们说这个是这犹太人和外邦人他们是同为后嗣同为一体同盟应许
We think that's the co-heir, co-share the body, co-share the promise is with the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，这个是不错的。
That was correct.
但是在这里面的启示，如果我们仔细去读的话
But when you read it carefully, the revelation here is
他告诉我们同为后嗣同为一体同盟应许是指的教会与基督说的。
Here is you the co-heir.You share the same member and then share the promise. It's a Christ.
怎样承受父的产业
And then Christ, how Christ and inherits.
教会同承受一样丰富的产业
So the church.
头所有的丰富
The all the abundance of the head.
都是身体的丰富
And then all shares with the bodies.
基督怎样承受无限量的圣灵
How Christ received the abundance of
the Holy Spirit 那就是父所应许的
That's which is
教会也同样承受同样丰富的圣灵
So the church will receive this boundless Holy Spirit
所以你看看教会有多么丰富
And then see how abundant the church is
你们不是我们有多少丰富
It is not how we rich
是今天我们与基督同为后嗣同为一体同盟应许
It is we are the co-shares with Christ
所以你知道使徒保罗在这里心里面是充满了喜乐
And so the Paul here is full of joy.
他说要我把那基督刺不透的丰富传给你们。
He says, I'm going to proclaim the unsearchable of God to you. It's so abundant.
无论在基督里有多丰富。
No matter how rich is in Christ.
在会里就有多少的丰富。
That's how much riches at church.
而且这里告诉我们说，他这个接着就告诉我们说，要让。就历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是怎么安排的
And here it tells us it will let us to understand the plans which is hidden for ages.
弟兄姊妹，这句话什么意思？
What does it mean?
这句话告诉我们说，神的教会是人类历史的解释。
And here it tells us the church of God is explanation of history.
神在时间里面所有的工作都集中在教会的身上。
All the works that God has done is emphasized
on church. 如果不明白以弗所书第三章这里所说的话，
If people don't understand what chapter
3 talks about, 如果人没有从以弗所书第三章这里面得到启示的话，
If people don't receive revelation from chapter 3,
人类就不明白人类的历史到底是什么。
People will not understand what is the history is.
这个我们查考历史，看见最有名、相当有名的这些哲学家。
When we study history, when we see all those famous philosophers,
他们曾经告诉我们。
They used told us.
比如像黑格尔。
Like Hegel.
我想这是当代可以说是非常有名的哲学家。
He was one of the famous philosophers.
他有一句非常有名的话。
He has a famous saying.
他如果你去查考人类历史的话
say, if you study history,
人类历史只教导我们一件事
the history tells us one thing,
就是人类历史不能教导我们任何事
that is, the history cannot teach us anything.
这是唯一历史能够教导我们的
that is the only thing that history can tell us.
弟兄姊妹你仔细去想一想
if you think about it,
如果你没有以弗所书第三章的启示
if you don't have the revelation from Ephesians
你发现黑格讲的非常有道理
and then you think Hegel, what Hegel talked about was sin, make
sense. 我觉得黑格讲的非常的深刻
I think what Hegel talked about was deep,
比许许多多历史学家非常的深刻
was deeper than other philosophers
但是没有读过以弗所书第三章
but he didn't read Ephesians
他至少没有以弗所书第三章的启示
at least he didn't have revelation from here
弟兄姊妹这里面给我们看见神的教会乃是人类历史唯一的解释
and then we'll see that it's here the church of God is the only explanation of history why there is so many
为什么会有这些的朝代
so many
为什么会有这些君王被兴起来
why there are so many kings will rise up
为什么一个国兴起来另外一个国家被灭掉
why one country overthrew another one
弟兄姊妹你发现如果人没有这个启示的话人所解释的最终如果你聪明一点的话最多你解释像黑格尔一样
And then without the revelation from here, no matter, and the people's explanation about history, it's just like what Hegel can explain.
但是这里清清楚楚告诉我们说教会乃是人类历史的解释。
But here clearly tells us the church's explanation of history.
而且神要借着教会现今就使那些执政的长的得知神百般的智慧。
And tells us through church, it will elect all the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places to understand the manifold wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事！
And how wonders!
我们每一次想到我们自己，我们每一次来到饼杯面前，我们主啊，我们又犯罪了，我们又软弱了。
Each time when we come before His table, we will say, "Lord, I sin against you."
弟兄姊妹，这一面来讲是对的。
On the one hand, that is right.
但另外一面，实在是我们有的时候没有活在信心的里面。
On the other hand, we don't live in faith.
弟兄姊妹，你看神看教会是怎样的看呢
？And then see how God looks at church.
神说，今天教会要彰显神的测不透、百般的丰富、百般的那个智慧。
And then God says, church will manifest the unfold wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这实在太稀奇了。
This is very amazing.
你知道这些执政的掌权都指的天使。
You know, these rulers and authorities refers to angels.
就这些天使，他们有什么样天使稀奇，你知道吗
？You know what makes angels amaze?
你以为今天有人搞同性恋，天使他会稀奇吗
？Do you think angels were amazed by the homosexual?
我们会很稀奇，怎么到这个时代，这男跟男都结婚了？
We amazed them. Why in this age is the man and the Mary?
对于这些天使来讲，他们一点都不稀奇。
For angels, they it's not surprised them.
因为他们圣经早就说了。
Because the Bible told them already.
你看看地上有多少的人是好像没有灵性的畜类一样。
And then you see the people it just live just like animals.
这是圣经上的话。
That's what Bible tells us.
因为人被罪恶所玷污的。
Because humans are full of sins.
还用理论来证明自己就是个动物。
And they have to they prove they are animals.
比动物还不如了。
They're even worse than animals.
因为这些罪把人败坏到一个地步，连动物都不如了。
Because the men are corrupted even worse than animals.
但是你说这些事，天使一点都不记得。
Actually, the angels will not be surprised.
早就这圣经早就写了。
They knew the Bible told them.
但是有一般人悔改。
But there's a group of people they repented.
原来都是自我为中心的。
They were self-centered.
原来都是哪有便宜就占的。
And they will take advantage.
从来都是为自己想的。
They always think about themselves.
从前都是在以最终为乐的一般人。
They take the enjoyment in of sins.
不为自己活就不想活下去的一般人。
They don't want to live if they don't live for themselves.
你看这般人他们怎么悔改了。
And how, look how they repent.
圣经上说地上有一个人悔改，天上的天使。
The Bible tells us if there was one people repented, and then the angels will be joyful.
他们稀奇啊。
The angels are amazed.
他们说这些人是什么人呢？
And the angel says, what they are.
这些人是朽木不可雕啊。
They are the rotten wood.
你看看他们多何等的悖逆了。
And see how rebelled they are.
他们是可怒之子啊。
They are the son of wrath.
他们随从着世界在那里飘来飘去。
And then they flow and
follow the current. 是邪灵在他们那里意志的运行啊。
It's the spirit worked with them.
这些都是什么人呢？都是污秽败坏到这种地步了。
Who they are? They are filthy and corrupted.
朽木都不可雕了。
They're worse than the rotten wood.
怎么在神的手中竟然成为闪闪发亮的宝石？
But how come they become the shining diamonds in God's hands?
弟兄姊妹，你读到启示录的时候，那里全是宝石。
When you read Revelation, you will see all the precious stones.
每一个圣徒都在那里被建造成像宝石一样。
Each sense will build up like diamonds.
这是什么智慧呢？
What a wisdom it is!
你知道那个朽木的元素和那个宝石的元素原来都是一样的。
You know the rotten wood has the same element with diamonds.
这些天使要详细查看。
And the angels
will search for this.
And they say this is indeed
a great wisdom. 这是天使在观看神在那里。 恢复大地的时候所不了解的。
This is what angel cannot comprehend when God recovers.
许多的人他们在科学上有很成就。
You know, people will achieve in science.
如果你把你最好的那个文章在 science 在 Nature 发表的文章拿给天使读一读的话。
If you give all the articles published at the science,
你觉得天使会稀奇吗？
Do you think angel will be surprised?
天使会深深的叹一口气。
Angels will sigh deeply.
你这个 文章离神起初的那道命令差的还很远。
What you discover is far beyond the creation.
天使在那里观看神恢复大地的时候，他们看见神创造的智慧。
When angels see what God create, I mean, recover the whole world, and they see the great work God has done.
有许多的智慧他们是不认识的。
But still, angel hasn't comprehended many wisdom from God. They don't understand.
这些智慧叫什么呢？
What this wisdom called? This is called the wisdom of cross. The angels don't know the wisdom of cross.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会就把这个指出了。
But you will see the church will manifest all this.
你看在起初教会里面，犹太人的这个圣徒和外邦人的圣徒竟然能够坐在一个屋里面薄饼，弟兄姊妹，这是天使常常要看的。
At the beginning of the church, you see the Jews and the Gentile Christians, they share the communion service together. There is two different races sit together. This is not surprising. You see in America, the white and the African American can sit together. This is not amazed. It's after many movements.
经过多少的政治的手腕,
after many political methods. And then after many laws.
人今天可以外面坐在一起，他们里面能不能在一起，那是另外一回事。
People can sit together outwardly, but can they sit within?
你发现从前这些犹太人和当时那些外邦彼此之间连一句话都不讲的。
Before the Jews and Gentiles, they didn't talk about each other.
那个时候，犹太人觉得外邦人都是狗，都应该被杀掉的。
The Jewish people, all the Gentiles, like a dog, they supposed to
be slaughtered. 犹太那外邦人觉得犹太人都是狗，应该犹太人应该都被杀掉的。
The Gentiles think Jews is the dog, they supposed to
be slaughtered. 他们彼此中间有不可逾越、中间隔断的墙。
There is a wall can be.
他们没有使用政治的手腕。
They didn't use the political method.
不是一方征服一方。
It's not one conquer another.
不是在那里谈妥协的条件。
It's not compromise.
只因着他们认识基督，并他钉十字架。
Only because they know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
从前为仇为敌的两个人，可以在主的桌子面前一同的敬拜，一同的感谢，一同的赞美。
Before two people against each other, now they can sit together to praise to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，天使要看。
And the angels are looking.
如果在我们中间从来都不讲话的两个弟兄或者两妹，能够在主的桌子面前一敬拜，一同的感谢，一同赞美，天使要查看。
The angel will look at if the two brothers or sisters they never talk each other before. Now they are together at the table.
天使要说这是什么智慧？
And the angels will say, "What a wisdom!"
我在神起初创造大地的时候，我没有看到过。
I never seen this wisdom when God created the universe.
我要来看看这样的何等奇妙的智慧。
I will look at how wondrous the wisdom is.
你说今天在这世界上有许多的家庭在那里破裂。
There are so many families about to break.
这实在是没什么好稀奇的。
This is not surprise.
你说就是家庭没有破裂的，有什么好稀奇的呢？
Even though the family are stable and
如果你知道我那个年龄那个年代的这个事情，
If you know something happened in your life,
当我还在十岁的时候，
When I was a teenager,
我父母那一代几乎没有人离婚的。
In my parents' generation, almost there's none of them.
你要听见离婚，那家人就是大乐。
If you think there is a family divorce, that was a great sin.
大家都在那里，每个家都好。
Now all family seems good.
但是问题是在这里，我们那个时候是住在一起，是住在那个叫筒子楼，就是这大家都住在学生宿舍里面的。
And then when at that time we all live like a dorm.
那个时候，你跟每个家吵架，我们都知道的。
If every family argue,
我们知道每个家吵架用什么家伙，我们都清楚的。
And if they fight, what weapon they use, we know.
就有一次，有一个家庭在吵架，500多人在那一起看。
There is one family fight and more than 500 people.
但是我告诉你，他不离婚的。
Look at, but they will not divorce.
不离婚没什么好稀奇的，我告诉你。
If not divorce is not.Surprised.
因为不离婚有许多的办法的。
Because there are so many ways to not divorce.
在我们那个时代，有无产阶级的专政的铁拳在那里。
Because at that time they have this revolution way.
有许多做思想工作的人在那里。
So many social workers.
有许多社会的压力在那里。
There was a social pressure.
全部离婚一点稀奇都没有的。
So they don't divorce.
但是今天你发现，在儿女中间。原是根本就是已经分裂的家庭。
You see, before God, it's the broken families.
他们只因着认识基督，并他钉十字架。
Only because they know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他们不仅破镜重圆。
Not only they remarried.
而且他们越来越喜乐，越来越甜美。
And then their life it becomes more joyful and then and sweeter.
天使觉得太稀奇了。
And the angels amazed.
天使觉得这个需要好好看一看。
And the angel thinks I need look carefully.
弟兄姊妹，很多事情天使都不要看的。
And the many things the angels don't want to look at.
很多事情天使根本懒得看的。
And they even don't care about.
你知道，有的时候我们来聚会，我们觉得聚会里面好像沉到一个地步，好像斧子掉到水里一样。
And sometimes when you come to the gathering, it you feel so heavy. It's like an axe.
你的聚会有什么用？
You say what's good for prayer and what's good for prayer?
圣有什么用？
What's good for service?
好像我们整个的人跟这个斧子掉到水里。
Our whole being is like a sinking axe.
斧子掉到水里一点都不稀奇了。
If the axe falling to water,
斧子掉到水里面一定 沉到水底的。
It must sink when they fall into water.
全世界的斧子无论在哪里掉到水里都沉到水底的。
All the eggs are the same thing.
天使根本不想看的。
And the angels don't want to
look at them. 天
使懒得去看。They don't even care about.
但你知道吗？有的时候我们真的经历到神的大能。
But sometimes we experience the great power of God.
当祷告聚会开始的时候，我们每一个人都是垂头丧气的。
At the beginning of the prayer meeting, everybody was feel so heavy.
但你发现不知道为什么，过了一会儿，每一个人那个祷告的声越来越大的。
You don't know for what reason. Later on, everybody prayed
loud. 整个聚会活过来了。
And the whole meeting
arrived. 你看那个斧子飘起来了。
You see the axes are flowing.
那个斧子开始游泳了。
The axes are swimming.
那个斧子开始跳起来了。
They start jump.
天使说：“这我要看一看了。”
And the angels say, "I'll look at this."
这怎么这个斧子变成这个样？
Why the axes?
所有的斧子掉到水里都沉到水底的。
All the axes sinking when they.
怎么这种斧子会飘上来呢？
Why those are floating?
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
This is church.
教会不是说我们不软弱，我们好像都是刚强，不是。这不是我们的见证。
It is not that our testimonies were we never weak.
教会的见证乃是神那十字架的智慧。
The testimony of church is the wisdom of the cross.
弟兄姊妹太稀奇了。
This is amazing.
天使要看的。
Angels will look.
使徒保罗他心里面真的充满了喜乐，你知道吗？
An apostle Paul, he's full of joy.
他就写着写着，像我们的星期五就问了，为什么要有第十二节呢
？And then when he wrote, and we probably will ask, why there is a verse 12?
你就看见这十二节太稀奇了。
It is amazing.
怎么突然加这么一句呢
？And why he added that?
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。
In whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in Him.
我们都知道我们来到神面前到底干什么，对不对
？We do when we come.
我们圣经背得太熟了。
We can memorize Bible.
我们说我们然无惧来到诗人的宝座面前。
We can boldly come before His.
得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
To obtain mercy, to find grace.
今年还有很多人来到诗人的宝座面前来亲近神。
And so many people come to His mercy seat to draw close to Him.
但你读以弗所书三章十二节的，你发现这里面所讲的来到神面前。比这里所说的还要多许多。
But when you read Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12, you see that this is far more than that.
这里不仅仅要得点连续，得点帮助，得一点这个恩惠而已啊。
It's not only receive mercy and help in time of need.
不是说得一个避难所就可以了。
It's not just receive a shelter.
有点安慰就好了。
It's a comfort enough.
能够亲近神已经很快乐了。
We draw close to Him with joy.
弟兄姊妹，这都是很宝贵的。
Those are all precious.
但是在这里面给我们启示的比这多得要多呀。
He reveals us as much more than that.
因为这里面使徒保罗后面跟着告诉我们说。不要有我所受的患难，你们就丧胆了。
Here Paul says, "Do not be discouraged for my sake."
这原来是你们的荣耀。
They are your glory.
这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗实在被圣灵完全充满了。
You know that Paul was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他看见神教会在地上荣耀的心意。
And he see the God's
glory. 看见神为什么把教会摆在地上的目的。
He see the purpose that God set.
这是神教会在地上的这个职责。
This is the ministry that the church.
这是神在教会上存在的唯一的目的。
This is the only purpose that church.
就是把那做不到的基督的丰富彰显出来。
Is to manifest is the manifold of.
成为人类历史的解释。
Become the explanation of history.
让所有的受造之物现今就明白神百般的智慧。
Let all the creation understand God's many
and the manifold wisdom. 太荣耀了。
This is so amazing.
荣耀到一个地步，使徒保罗说，为了这样一个托付的缘故。
This is so glorious, so that God.
他里面是变得吸引。
And he was drawn near to God.
坦然无惧就来到父的面前。
Can come before God.
因着神极大的恩典的缘故。
Because his great,
the sake of his great love. 大能在他里运行的缘故。
Because of the work of the God's power.
他说：“我无所谓，我自己软弱不软弱无所谓的一件事情。
”He said, "Doesn't matter if I'm weak or not."
我坦然无惧。
I have the boldness.
我就愿意来到父的宝座面前。
I'll come before His mercy seat.
来干嘛
？What to do?
来领受这样的托付。
To receive this entrustment.
使徒保罗说：“这是你们的荣耀。”
And pauses, this is your glory.
如果今天圣灵在我们里面做了开启的工作，
If the Holy Spirit revealed,
让我们看见说我们今天这一生不是在像世人一样满地的乱爬呀。
And let us say we're not just crawl like worldly
people. 今天神赐给我们何等荣耀的丰富啊，弟兄姊妹。
And what gave us,
他所把我们摆在的位置，实在是我们没有听过、没有见过、心都没有想过的。
What he put us in is all beyond our asking and imagination.
哦，弟兄，使徒保罗说，别说是做了，
Paul says,
别说是受点鞭打、受点痛苦了。
Other than suffering and then beating.
使徒保罗在这个《使徒行传》第二十章里都这样做见证，就是性命我也在所不惜啊。
And then in Acts, and Paul testified that means I even didn't care about my life.
我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
I don't regard my life it's so important.
我只因为主耶稣已经把他的那个荣耀的职分托付了给我。
Because he entrusted me with his glory, glorious.
我只要行完我的路程，成就所从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明他恩惠的福音。
I will run my path to testify his grace of his gospel.
他说：“弟兄姊妹，不要因着我这点就这一点的难处，你们就丧胆，不要这样啊，弟兄姊妹。
”Brothers, don't be discouraged for such minor sufferings.
看看神的呼召多么荣耀啊
！Look at how glorious God calls.
我们今天不是像世人一样如虫如蛆的在地上乱爬呀
！We're not like the worm.
我们是天的国民。
We are the nation of heaven.
我们今天要真神百般的智慧，弟兄姊妹。
We confess the manifold.
不要再看你的软弱和失败。
Do not look at your failures.
你的软弱失败，神要让他彰显神百般的智慧。
God will manifest His manifold.
神要让他十字架的智慧在我们上显明出来。
The wisdom of His cross will reveal.
要让复活的大能在我们的软弱上显得完全。
His resurrection power will be complete on us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看使徒保罗里面真的是被圣灵充满了。
You see, Paul was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他在那里一直在那里鼓励神的儿女啊。
He encouraged the children of God.
坦然无惧来到父面前吧。
Boldly come before God.
不要整天低着脑袋啊。
Do
不要这个自己的软弱在那里看自己的伤口，看自己的失败。
Do not just look at your own wound.
哦，坦然无惧的来到父的面前。
Come before God boldly.
看父怎样的把这样荣耀托付赐给了教会。
And then see how God entrusts His church.
你知道来到父的面前，唯一的人能够做的是什么
？You know what the only man can do when we come before God？
不是你能。
It's not what you can do。
神要的不是能的人。
God is not。
因为神知道没有能的人。
Come with abilities， but
自己以为能的人，神知道你也是无能的人。
People think they're able to God, so you have no
ability。神只要一种的人。
God only wants one kind of people。
就是肯的人。
That is willing.
以赛亚来到父的面前。
When Isaiah come before Father,
他没有说我能。
He didn't say I'm able to.
他说我肯。
He say I'm willing.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天圣灵把他的心意，把神在教会中的荣耀的心意开启在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit revealed God's purpose on us.
神今天就等我们这句话。
God is waiting for our answer.
我肯。
I am willing.
你肯吗
？Are you?
如果你肯
，If you are willing，
弟兄姊妹，他后面所讲的这一切都要充充足足的成就在你身上。
All the rest that he's talking about will fill in you.
大能充足成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
His working power will accomplish everything which is beyond our imagination.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在教会里所要等候的器皿就是肯的器皿。
What God is waiting for the vessel which is willing to give it to him.
无论你得救多少的年日
，No matter how many years you were saved.
可能你刚刚蒙恩得救
，Maybe you just be baptized.
甚至有我都还没来得及受洗呢。
You say even I haven't even received that baptism.
但是神的圣灵把他的向着教会的荣耀的心意开启在我的里面。
But God revealed His mystery of church in you.
你说父啊，我肯。
You say Father, I am willing.
看这里面，他后面就开始祷告。
And here Paul start pray.
这是我们整个属灵的转机。
This is our turning point of our spiritual life.
这是我们整个属灵生活的一个分水岭。
This is the dividing point for our spiritual life.
我们这样的神是何等的宝贵呢
？And then, how God precious our willing hearts.
不管你自己有多软弱失败，不要看你的伤疤，不要看你的失败。
Do not look at your failures and weaknesses.
只要你肯
Only if you are
willing. 这是神唯一所要的。
This is the only thing that God wants.
所以他说，你只管坦然无惧来到父的面前。
So he said, you just come boldly before God.
不要因着我们所受的患难感到惧怕。
Don't be discouraged by sufferings.
弟兄姊妹
，Don't lose heart.
只要我们肯，这就是神所要的。
Only when we with willing heart, that's only God wants.
当然，我们的心愿这样的肯，神是这样的宝贵。
And then God precious our willing heart.
但是我们知道我们需要祷告。
But we need pray.
因为人实在是有许多的软弱。
Because we truly are weak.
仇敌有太多的诡计。
And then there are so many tricks from
the enemy. 所以使徒保罗在父的面前屈膝。
So that's why Paul bowed his knees before Father.
屈膝祷告的时候非常的奇妙。
When he knee and then pray before Father is something amazing.
他借着祷告把那个长权神这个荣耀托付在我们身上那条路把它祷告出来。
And then, through his prayer, there is a path that is reveals God's heart desire.
Realized in our life. Okay, 那条路是实现在我们生命中的一条路他就把它祷告出来了。
That is the path that is can realize in our lives.
所以这里面他首先就说要让你们什么里面的人刚强起来。
And here says, be strengthened in your inner being.
这个在中文的哈说按照他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
And then in the English it says, according to the riches of his glory, he might grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being.
所以这个呢英文翻的就比较准一点他说是把那个能力加强到你们里面的人 inner man.
Yeah, the English is by strength in your inner man.
我们这个人呢，分外和里面的人。
We are out man or inner man, outer man and inner man.
什么是外面的人呢
？What is the outer man?
外面的人就是我们，当然这个肉身一定是外面的人，没有问题。
Of course, our flesh is the outer man.
我们的思想、情感、意志，我们整个的魂也是外面的人。
Our thoughts, our mind, and then our will are the outer man.
这些都是外面的人。
Those are the outside.
外面人刚强啊，不能够。承受这样的托付的
The outer man strong cannot receive
this entrustment. 只有里面的人刚强才能承受这样荣耀的托付
Only the strengthens of the inner man can receive this entrustment.
里面的人是什么呢
What is the inner man?
里面的人就是我们这个从前死掉的灵因着我们信主耶稣的缘故圣灵把他点活了
It is the dead man who now is alive by the Holy Spirit.
Dead spirit. 那么我们里面的那个原来死掉的灵现在活过来了。
The dead spirit now is alive.
圣灵就住在我们这个复活过来的灵里面。
Then the Holy Spirit dwells in this alive spirit.
这个是里面的人。
That is the inner man.
弟兄姊妹，里面的人刚强，跟外面的刚强完全不一样的。
The inner man strong is different than the outer man strong.
你知道遇到。侍奉遇到属灵征战的时候你发现说这外面的人刚强没有用的
When you see the spiritual battle the strong outer man won't work
碰到真实属灵征战的时候只有里面人刚强才有用啊
When we encounter the true spiritual battle only the strong inner man works
你发现当遇到祷告的时候
When we pray
有的时候你知道让你去赶鬼的时候
When you cast out demons,
让你去除偶像的时候
when you cast out idols,
弟兄姊妹，你发现外面人的刚强一点用都没有。
The strong outer man doesn't work.
里面人的刚强，那是神可以使用的器皿。
But the strong man, that is the vessel that God can use.
上一次我到那个聚会去啊，他们要除偶像。
There was one time they want to cast out the idol.
你知道这个他们中间呢那些年轻的这个小伙子们都说，我们为你们祷告，你们去除。
The young fellow says, I will pray for you, and then you go cast out the idol.
后来他们告诉我说，他们腿都发软。
Later on, they told us they were even shaking.
你知道跟着我们去除偶像的都是年纪大的。
And then actually, it's all the senior brothers.
他们外面的人都是软弱的。
Outwardly, they're weak.
但他们里面的人刚强。
But their inner being are strong.
我们在那里除偶像的时候，他们眼睛都不眨一眨的。
When we go cast out the idol, they even not blink.
那个家庭里面，把他所有的偶像统统的给他除掉。
They destroyed all the idols.
弟兄姊妹，里面的人刚强。
The strong inner man.
神的工作都是从里到外。
God's work is start from inside out.
弟兄姊妹，你里面的人刚强不刚强？
Are you strong within?
你每天到底有多少在那里祷告？
How many times you pray every day?
不说高的要求，咱们就说咱们一年把圣经好好的从头到尾读一遍的，在教会里到底有多少这样的弟兄姊妹？
How many people you read the Bible from beginning to end per year?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们要想建造神的家，
If we say we will build up the church
of God, 我们要在这里成为主耶稣基督的见证，
It will become the testimony of the Lord.
我们里面的人是软弱的，
If our inner men are weak,
仇敌连看都不看我们，我告诉你，
The adversary even don't look at us.
弟兄姊妹，里面的人的刚强，那是神今天要在我们身上的路。
The path for God is our strong inner man.
他说要借着他的荣耀，
It is by His glory,
丰盛的荣耀，
His abundant glory,
借着他的灵，
Through His Spirit,
叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
And then strengthening your inner man.
你说那我什么叫做他丰盛的荣耀呢？
What is called His glorious?
不说大的，
Not only talk about the great one, it's just a simple one.
在圣经里告诉我们什么时候神一显现的时候，那就是他的荣耀。
And the Bible tells us whenever God revealed Himself, that is His glory.
神什么时候向他的儿女显现？
When He revealed Himself to His children.
多少的时候是在我们祷告的时候？
And many times as He revealed when we pray.
弟兄姊妹，我实在是巴不得，至少我们中间出现的弟兄姊妹，你每一天你回家，你首先一件事去祷告。
I hope all of you, also the new brand sisters pray every day.
不要以为祷告只是求事情。
Don't think just pray is just about asking God things.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神何等巴望向他的儿女显现。
And then, you know, brothers and sisters, how God would willing to show Himself to us.
丰盛的荣耀，他一显之后，你知道你所有的问题全都得到解答。
When He revealed to you, and all questions you will find.
为什么他这里非得先说是他丰盛的荣耀呢？
Why here is talking about His boundless glory first?
很多时候我们外面这个人太硬了，你知道吗？
Because many times our out man was so hard.
你有没有这样的感觉呢？
Do you feel it?
有的时候在博饼聚会里面，你知道里面的人已经感动的要祷告了。
When at communion service, your inner man was touched, you were about to pray.
外面这个人硬得很。
But the outward man is so stubborn.
哎呀，想说，哎呀，今天人看我这祷告不出来怎么办？
And then what if I can't pray? Good.
你就看见说我们心灵愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Sometimes you are willing to, but your flesh were weak.
你知道外面这个人很硬的。
Sometimes our out man are so stubborn, are so strong.
所以里面的人冲不出来呀。
So the inner man cannot
burst out. 很多的时候我们应该祷告出来，但你发现外面这个人把我们给限制在里面。
Sometimes we're supposed to pray, but the outward man is to strain us.
借着他丰盛的荣耀。
But through his boundless glory.
弟兄姊妹，每一个遇见神的人。
People who meet God.
没有一个人再能硬得起来。
None of us will be stubborn again.
你看看那个雅各多么硬的一个人。
Look at Jacob, how strong he was.
什么办法都有啊。
He has always.
跟谁摔跤他都赢了。
He even can wrestling with
God. 谁还能碰他一下呢？
And then who can touch him?
但是在亚伯渡口，神遇见他。
But when he at the Jacob, God met him.
他从此再也硬不起来。
And he will never think he's strong again.
不错，在他身上有许多的软弱，还有许多的失败。
Of course, there are still many failures and weaknesses.
但是这个人从此他就瘸了，就瘸掉了。
And then, since then, he become crippled.
弟兄姊妹，神的工作是先把外面这个人给打碎。
And then, what God's work is, He will break our outer man.
然后借着他的灵。
And through His Spirit,
怎么样能够摸着圣灵呢？
How can you touch Holy Spirit?
读主的话。
Read His words.
很多主的话就是字句。
And then many times the words
are just sentences. 读着读着我们就困了。
And when we read, we'll feel sleepy.
读着读着，我们就想入非非了。
And then we will think something else.
读着读着，我们想说读小说好了。
And we think we will just think.
我们上网好了。
Read novels.
我们看碟好了。
And get on internet and watch TV.
比这个圣经好多了。
They're better than the Bible.
神说这是牛奶与蜜之地。
God says this is the land with hot honey and milk and honey.
我们就是那个讲道的人坐在那里骗我们，跟摩西一样。
And then we see the people who's preaching this deceivers like Moses.
让我们好像在这旷野里面飘来飘去，什么都得不到。
They will like us wander in the wilderness. We receive nothing.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，如果我们在父的面前有一个祷告的心。
Brothers and sisters, if we have a prayerful heart before Father.
说主啊，今天这段话也许我不明白。
And you say, Lord, maybe I don't understand what they talk about today.
但我愿意你借着你今天我所读让我所读的话。你说一句话。
But you speak to me just one through my reading today.
哪怕是一个感觉都。
Even it's one feeling.
你试试看。
Try it.
当主向你说话的时候。
When Lord speaks to you.
主说，凡是他借着圣灵向我们说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
And then God says, if He speaks to us through the Holy, through His Word, that is the Holy Spirit.
不是。It's spirit, it's life. So
the spirit is life.
The word just became life, became spirit. 你就那个能力就从你身上就显出来，弟兄，你的里面的人就刚强起来。
That power will reveal, and your inner man will be strong.
不要觉得读经是个重担。
Don't think to read Bible is a heavy burden.
我觉得在我个人读经的生活里面，有一件事是我最宝贵的。
Through my Bible reading, there is one thing that's very precious to me.
我就觉得说。读经是我和主在那里一起相遇的时候。
And then to read Bible is the time when God.
是的，我的父亲有时候讲的话我真的不明白。
Sometimes I don't understand my father talk to me.
但我相信我的父亲，在我坐在他脚前的时候，总有一句是我能明白的。
But I believe when I sit before his feet, my father, there's even one I can understand.
神的圣灵把那句话说在你里面，你里面好喜乐，好喜乐。
When the Holy Spirit speaks that word to you, you will be full of joy.
你在世上所有的痛苦，因着那一句话的安慰就。
All the sufferings in the world because of the comfort of that world will pass away. 你遇到的所
有的那些不能解释、不能明白的问题，因着那一句话，你怕你得释放了。
All the things that you don't comprehend because of that word, you will be set free.
你看使徒保罗，他给我们看见神的旨意是那样的荣耀、那样的高。
You see, Paul led us to see that the purpose of God is so high and glorious.
但他让我们在他面前所走的路是非常实际的。
But the path he wants us to walk is very practical.
弟兄姊妹，这些都在我们每一个人的脚下。
It is all under our path.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们里面的人强起来。
And then through his boundless glory and through his spirit, strengthen our inner man.
这是头一个。
That's the first point. 弟兄
姊妹，这是头一个，我们都能做到的。
That's the first thing that we can do.
是里面的人刚强。
Is to strengthen our inner man.
那么里面人刚强怎么办呢？
What do we do next?
是吧？因信叫基督住在你们的心里。
And then by faith, the Christ will dwell in you.
弟兄姊妹，这个太奇妙了。
This is amazing.
我觉着这件事情是许多神的儿女今天所忽略的。
I think this is most of the Christians neglected.
今天人说我们到教会去遇见神。
And then they say we go to church to meet God.
我们到教会敬拜神。
We go to church to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，这话也没有错。
That's right.
但是这样的讲论就表明我们对于这一位主耶稣基督的认识是外面的认识。
If you think so, this is that you only have the outwardly understanding of the Lord.
我问大家，今天你所敬拜的神在哪里？
And I'll ask you, the God worship, where he is?
你今天有了难处以后，你到哪里去找答案？
When you encounter the hardships, where do you go find answers?
我不是说我们不能跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I don't think I'm not saying we can fellowship with each other.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这位荣耀的神今天在你里面。
You know this glorious God is dwells in you.
你有没有知道他就在你里面？
Do you know he is in you?
当你祷告的时候，是祷告在你外面的基督呢，还是祷告在你里面的基督？
Do you pray for the Christ outside or inside with you?
姊妹，这件事就成为我们整个属灵生活的分水岭。
This is or become the dividing point for our spiritual life.
这里说因信叫基督在你里面安家的原文就是在你里面，就那里住在你，好像家在你里面。
And then here says, and by faith, the Christ will dwell in you.
弟兄姊妹，你们家有没有住过客人？我不知道。
Have you ever have guest in your house?
如果你跟你这个客人讲
，If you talk to your guest,
你把我这个家当成你的家。
Just feel home, feel at home.
哎 ，feel at home, 哎 ，feel， 但他们其实都不敢的哈。但是
，But they will not.
但是他们，你至少你有个心愿嘛？你说 feel at home， 你就在这行当你自己的家人，冰箱随便开，这个微波炉随便打，然后这个电视随便看。
You can just feel at home. You can use the refrigerator, the TV, and the microwave.
如果你的客人不是那么客气的话
，If your guest is not so polite，
如果你真的给他这样的权柄的话
，If you give him the rights，
我想你一定知道你家里住个人。
And then you must know there is a guest at your house.
这最起码的，对不对
？That's the least thing you know.
最起码你说，哎呦，我这家里还有一个人呢。
At least you know there is another people living there.
对，当这个你这家里还有一个人的时候，当你跟你太太在那里到大吵的时候，你就失眠了。
When you know there is another person live with you, when you try to argue with your wife, you will probably lower your voice.
如果你让这个客人是可以进到你的卧房里的话
，If you allow the guest enter your bedroom,
进到你的书房里的去
，Go to your study room,
进到你的公司的那个 cube 里边去啊
，And enter the cube at company.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的生命里面有许许多多的事情就变了。
You will discover many things within us will change.
那个圣经叫做敬畏耶和华。
And the Bible tells us that is called to fear of God.
敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
Is to fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
当我们在那里发脾气的时候，你知道有一位就在你当中在听呢。
When you're about to throw a fit, you know there is one that is
beside
your listen.
Because
he dwells in you.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们这是个信心的功课，对不对
？That's the lesson of faith.
敬畏耶和华实在是一个 through faith.
To fear God is it is by faith.
你真的相信耶和华就站在你旁边吗
？Do you really believe?